Unit 2. Reading. Exercise 2.
Alternative lives. People who have chosen to live differently.
Living without waste. Lauren Singer has always been interested in the environment. After finishing her degree in environmental studies, she made up her mind to live a zero-waste lifestyle because she was shocked that people are so wasteful. Since then, she hasn't used any disposable products. She never uses plastic cups, bags or bottles, for example. She either reuses containers or buys products without packaging. She even makes her own toothpaste. She has managed to reduce her waste so much that 2 years of her rubbish filled only one 500-gram jar. Lauren has been blogging about her lifestyle for the last few years, and her blog gives useful advice and ideas for people who want to reduce their impact on the environment. Living without money. Daniel Suelo is a modern nomad. He's moneyless and homeless, so he moves around to find food and shelter. He sometimes looks after people's houses for 2 or 3 weeks, but usually he lives in the caves of Utah in the USA. When he was younger, he worked as a cook, but he dropped out of society and hasn't used money since 2000. He says he's happier since he made his decision. Mark Boyle is another moneyless man. He hasn't used money since 2008. Mark lives in a caravan in a field and grows his own vegetables. He hasn't bought food for a long time. He says that he's never been happier or healthier. Living like it was 1986. In 2014, Blair McMillan and his partner had come to the conclusion that their kids were becoming too dependent on technology. They were too involved with their electronic devices and not involved enough in real life. So they decided to get rid of all their modern technology and live as if it was 1986, before all of these devices existed. For a year, they lived without smartphones, the internet, and modern computers. Instead, they had old games, books, and encyclopedias. They even had 1980s haircuts and lived in a house built in the 1980s. Since the end of that year, they've been living their normal lives again. The experiment was successful, but the kids were thankful to get their devices back.